Thank you. Oh God. thank you, God.
Amen.
Oh, for your loving kindness towards us, Lord. Father, you first loved us.
Amen.
Oh, you paid the price, Lord.
Amen.
For my sake, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, we thank you this evening, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
That your loving kindness towards us, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, that made you to endure the cross, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, Father, we thank you. We bless you, Lord.
Amen.
This evening, Lord, even we thank you for grace. That, Lord, you have brought us together, Lord, in your presence,
Amen.
Lord. Father, we thank you for generous mercies you have given to us.
Amen.
We thank you for our working places. We thank you for our homes.
Amen.
We thank you for our colleges, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you for all that, Lord, you have done this day, O God.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, we thank you that, Lord Jesus, right in your presence,
yes.
We know that, Lord, you are in our midst, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Because that is the most important thing, O God. Oh, looking at your word, which assures us that we two or three are gathered together in your name, there you are in the midst, Lord.
Amen.
So, Father, being with us here, Lord,
Amen.
We are assured, God,
Amen.
That, Lord, there is something installed for us, O God.
Yes.
So, Lord Jesus, we come, O God, with an open heart, Lord, humbling ourselves, Lord
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Father, we pray that the Holy Spirit now will take over, Lord.
Amen.
And Father, you make us, Lord Jesus, oh, receive, O Lord, from thee, O God, this evening. What, O Lord, you have ordained, O God, for us, Lord. Father, as your servant standing here, Lord Jesus, I surrender to you, God. Lord, you take your place amongst us, O God.
Amen.
Take your word, O God, and bring it life, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. We ask all this in the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who pray with all thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God richly bless you for coming.
Amen.
Let's look at the word now, opening to 1 Samuel 8. We shall read from verse 1 to 7. And then our second reading will be 1 John 4, 1 to 4. Let's go to 1 Samuel 8, 1 to 7. And let us hear the word of God. And it came to pass, when Samuel was old, that he made his sons judges over Israel. Now the name of his firstborn was Joel, and the name of his second, Abia. They were judges in Beersheba. And his sons walked not in his ways, but turned aside after lucre, and took bribes, and perverted judgment. Then all the elders of Israel gathered themselves together, and came to Samuel unto Ramah, and said unto him, Behold, thou art old, and thy sons walk not in thy ways. Now make us a king to judge us like all the nations. But the thing displeased Samuel when they said, Give us a king to judge us. And Samuel prayed unto the Lord. And the Lord said unto Samuel, Hearken unto the voice of the people in all that they say unto thee, for they have not rejected thee, but they have rejected me, that I should not reign over them. This is serious. Praise the Lord. Let's look at our second reading, 1 John 4, 1 to 4. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try every spirit whether they are of God. Because many false prophets have gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the spirits of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come. And even now, already it is in the world. Ye are of God,
Amen.
Little children, and have overcome
Amen.
Them.
Amen.
Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world.
Amen.
Amen. Heavenly Father, oh, you are the altar of your word, God. We have read, Lord Jesus. Now, Lord, speak to us, O God. As we sit at your feet, Lord, Father, we want to hear from you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Shall we be seated? And the topic tonight, as the Spirit of God makes the difference. Amen. The Spirit of God makes what? The difference.
Amen.
And last Sunday, our Sunday school, we came to a place where the Lord laid something upon my heart to just bring in again for the Sunday school, just part of it, and to bring this topic tonight for us all to look at it closely. Amen. Now, looking at our first reading, we heard how the elders went to Samuel, and they said, "Behold, thou art old, and thy sons walk not in thy ways."
Mm.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
"And so make us a king. Give us a king." When you look at it closely, you see that probably the elders seem to have what? A good case. Isn't it?
Mm.
Looks as if their argument appears to be what? To be right.
Mm.
Amen.
Mm.
Because he said his sons walked not in his ways, but turned aside after lucre, and took bribes, and perverted judgment.
Mm-hmm.
So when you look at it, you could see that in the eyes of what? Men, they were right. Their argument has what? Has some kind of weight in it.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
But brethren, the question is, was God not also seeing it?
Mm.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's take notice of this. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Was God not seeing it too? Let's watch how we pass judgment. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Especially when it comes to what? The anointed prophets of God.
Amen.
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 And even your own brother, your own sister.
Amen.
How we pass judgment. He says he's a deacon, but look at his children. My brother, my sister. Okay. Watch it. Amen.
Amen.
The people, the elders, it looks as if everything was what? What their argument was, what was right. But God was looking at all this. He never what? Told Samuel, "Hey, straighten your children all because of your children, this, that, that, that." But God was looking at it also. Amen.
Amen.
Brethren, we must watch closely how we pass judgment. Amen. Amen. Remember Aaron and
Amen.
Miriam. Praise the Lord. It looks as if it was right. Why Moses should go and marry what? A Gentile.
Amen. Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And so it's what? It's God. One thing is that if you see something wrong about your brother, about your sister, go to him.
Amen.
Or put him into prayer.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
But to what? Pass judgment. That look. Amen.
Amen.
Let's watch it. Because everything God is seeing it. Yes, the prophet, his children were what? Were taking bribes, perverting judgment.
Mm.
But God has said nothing. Amen.
Amen.
Then meanwhile, you see, when they were passing this judgment upon Samuel's children, and then requesting that they needed a king,
They never realized their own what the seriousness of their own sin. See it? While they were passing judgment on the prophet's children, they never realized that what they were requesting, the seriousness of sin that was behind it. Because now they were rejecting God and seeking what man to lead them. They never realized that.
Amen.
Amen.
Brethren, so it is. Many a time you pass judgment and you don't, you yourself, you don't know that what you are doing, it is what? Contrary to what? To the will of God. So many times when people say, oh, the prophet made mistake, this, that, that. Hey, my brother, my sister. Let's watch it. That's why in Matthew 7, 1, it says what? Judge not, that ye be not judged.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
So we look at our second reading. Why is that every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God? And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And he said, and this is what the spirit of the Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it will come, and even now is already what? Already in the world. Amen.
Amen.
Then on the fourth verse, he said, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them. When Luke the prophet stated, overcome what? The Antichrist spirit.
Amen.
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 Oh, thank God we have overcome the Amen. Antichrist spirit. Amen. Because greater is he that is in us. Amen. Who is in us? There's God's spirit. The spirit of God that's in us. Amen. Have been able to what? Overcome the Antichrist spirit.
Amen.
Amen. So the prophet said, this spirit of Antichrist is not new.
Mm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Said it's not new. It is not something that just came in during what? During the church ages. But it has been there all along. Right from what? Right from the Old Testament.
Mm.
Amen. So let us go and trace it from the Old Testament. As the prophet said, he said, it was manifested in Israel as she came out of Egypt to be the church in the wilderness. See? So while we all know that while Israel was in Egypt, they were the people of God. But they came out, they became what? The church of God. In the wilderness. Amen.
Amen.
And so, the prophet said, just as the early church started out under the pure ministry of the Holy Spirit with signs and wonders and manifestations such as prophecy, tongues, and interpretations, wisdom, knowledge, and healing, so in the days of Israel, when they left Egypt, they were also under the leadership of the Spirit of God manifesting what? In gifts.
Amen.
Amen. So just as the early church, this manifestation of the Holy Spirit with gifts, amen,
amen,
took the church, so also, when Israel also left Egypt, they were under the same manifestation, under the same spirit. They were under the leadership of the Spirit of God. Amen.
Amen.
He said, God was the leader of the people. That's Israel. God was the leader of the people. And he said, actually, he was their king. Amen.
Amen.
And he was a father king. Was a father king.
Mm-hmm.
And he took care of Israel like a man cares for his family.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And he's still caring for us.
Amen.
He's still on the job.
Amen. Amen.
Yes. Amen. He's still on the job. Still caring for what? Caring for his children. He said he fed them and he's feeding us.
Amen.
He fought their battles.
Amen.
He smoothed away their difficulties.
Amen.
See? And settled their what? Their problems.
See?
He said God just busied himself over them.
Amen.
He said they were the only nation to which he was truly God. Oh my.
Amen.
There were many nations, but Israel was the only nation that God was truly their God.
Amen.
Amen. So great, my brother, my sister.
Amen.
What a privilege. That's the situation we find ourselves now. All the time when you hear all these things, you put it in the spiritual. Amen. That's the same situation we find ourselves.
Amen.
That amongst all, there are Christians, there are churches.
Amen.
But there is an elect somewhere.
Amen.
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 And that elect is the only one that he is the true God.
Amen.
Because today, Laodicea, what we know is what? We know is that Christ is what? Is outside the church.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Christ is what? Outside the church. Laodicea, that's the period we are in. But the elect, amen. He is their king. He is their father king, amen. So, but he said one day, these children of Israel, one day they got to looking around. Amen.
Amen.
Last Sunday, Sunday school, this particular looking around. One pastor also came. When he was preaching, he also mentioned the same thing, looking around. Hey, there is something in this looking around. Because Satan has surrounded everywhere with things that what? Can catch. Oh, what Satan is looking for is to catch your attention. To catch your eyes. And so that's what the prophet is saying here. He said, and one day they go to looking around and they saw the Philistines and other nations with kings over them. And he said what? It caught their eyes. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
My brother, we are surrounded. Mm-hmm. Everywhere, Satan has placed something that could what? All the intention of Satan is to catch your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
To draw your attention.
Amen.
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 That's all about it, to catch your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
But praise be to God. Oh, we have eyes of the eagle.
Amen.
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 Amen. We have the eyes of the eagle. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That looks at what? The heavenly things.
Amen.
We don't look at earthly things. Amen. Amen. We, because we are not earthly bed. We are heavenly bed.
Amen.
And they decided that they ought to humanize their leadership.
See?
So they wanted a king. Now, God was going to humanize the leadership himself.
Amen.
In the person of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
God had his own plan of what? Going to humanize the leadership of the children of Israel by what? Through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
And then the prophet said, but see, Satan knew the plan of God. Satan, he knew the plan of God. And so, he put in the heart of the people to go ahead of God. Brethren, let's watch this. Amen.
Amen.
That's why ignore things. Let's get down our knees and pray.
Amen.
And seek his leadership.
Amen.
And wait for his appointed time.
Amen.
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 so that we don't run ahead of God. Because that is how Satan will try to put upon your heart to run ahead of God.
Amen.
Amen. So that is what, that's how Satan plays upon the children of Israel here, to run ahead of God. Oh, look for what? Ask for what? Ask for leadership. Ask for a king. So, when they approached Samuel and asked for a king, Samuel was so dismayed that his heart almost failed him. Because God had been leading his people through this consecrated, scripture-vindicated prophet. And he felt that he had been what? He had been dejected. Amen. That is what we are being led also. A consecrated, scripture-vindicated prophet we have had in this our time. Amen. So Samuel gathered the people and pleaded with them that do not turn away. Do not turn away from God. See? Do not turn away from God. Remember how he has carried you people as children. How he has prospered you people. And how he has blessed you people. Remember all this. Don't turn away from God.
Yeah.
Don't turn away from him. He said, Samuel said, you have never been, but they told Samuel, see, the people told Samuel, said, Samuel, you listen. You see, you have never been wrong in your leading. You have never been dishonest in your financial dealings. You have done your best to keep us in line with the word of God. We appreciate the miracles, the wisdom, the provisions, and the protection of God. We believe in it. See? We like it. See? And furthermore, we don't want to what? We don't want to be without it. Amen. Brother, you see the picture? That is what the church today. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, they walk, they move along. The name of Jesus Christ is still what? Is what they want. Is moving them along. Or they pray to God. Or they will never want. They like it. They believe those things. Amen. And they are leading what? A godly life. But they are denying the power thereof. See? That's the same thing. Godly. Godly in everything. They still want to go along with his name. But they deny the power thereof.
Amen.
Tell them that there is no Trinity. There is only one God. Is what? No. Can't be possible. Amen. Tell them, show me where once someone baptized in the Bible in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. He said, well, I see. That's our belief ever since the church was established.
Amen.
See, they deny the power thereof. But they want to go along. See, he said, it is just that we want a king to lead us to battle. Now, of course, when we go out to battle, it is still our intention. See, it's still our intention to have the priest go ahead with Judah following. And we will blow our trumpets and shout and sing. Yes! Today they are shouting and singing. We don't intend to stop that. See, but we want a king who will lead us. Praise the Lord. And God told Samuel, see, they have not rejected you, but they have rejected me from being around. It is not you, him, that you are. Samuel that they have rejected, but they have rejected what? They have rejected God himself. Amen. Remember our topic, the Spirit of God makes the difference. And we are coming on that. Now, the prophet said that was tragic. See? Said, how tragic was that? Said, little did they realize that when they were asking God to let them be like the rest of the world, They were rejecting him, God. They never realized that.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, what they said, oh, Samuel, you are too old. And your sons are not following your footsteps. They are taking bribes. And so make us a king. And they little they realized that while they were asking for a king, they were rejecting God. Said God had ordained that his people, now listen closely, said God has ordained that his people act different from the world.
Amen.
God has ordained it. God has ordained it that his people must be different from the world.
Amen. Amen.
He said they are not of the world. That's why he said, the Bible says, we have not received the spirit of this world. Amen. But we have received the spirit which is of what? Which is of God. See, they were not of the world. See, the children of God are not of the world. And they don't look like the world.
Amen.
Amen.
Brethren, let's watch it. Never let us look like the world.
Amen.
Amen.
See, they don't act like the world.
Amen.
He said, they are crucified to the world.
Amen.
And the world Amen. Is crucified to them.
Amen.
Amen. The old man, praise the Lord, is crucified on the cross.
Amen. Amen.
The old man, our past, is crucified. And so now, where are we? We are sealed. Amen.
Amen.
By the Spirit, the Holy Ghost, we are sealed. Oh, hallelujah. And so the prophet quoted 2 Corinthians 6, 17 and 18 that, wherefore come out from among them and be separate, saith the Lord, and touch not unclean things, and I will see you. Brethren, let's separate ourselves. Amen.
Amen.
And we look as the Christians, as the children of God. He said the Spirit of God makes the difference in our lives.
Amen.
Now, he said between Israel and the rest of the nation, the difference was that God was in their midst.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
He said, now put God aside, Israel will be like what? One of the nations.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Now we are looking at the difference now. The difference between Israel and other nations was God.
Amen.
Amen.
And now if you put God aside, Israel will be like what? One of the nations. Amen.
Amen.
The moment Samson cut off his head, oh, yes, sir.
Right.
He was rendered what? Powerless like any other man. Amen.
Amen.
The moment Samson cut off his hair was cut off, he became like any other man. But when the hair was there, a type of what? The Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
Or no one could stand
Amen.
Against Samson. Amen.
Amen.
And he was doing the purpose, the work of God.
Amen.
Fighting for what? The children of God. But when the Holy Ghost was put aside somewhere, Samson became like what? Any ordinary man. Someone that could take the gaze of Gaza upon his shoulders or in chains. Someone who can take the jawbone of an ass and kill thousands of enemies.
Amen.
Because the Holy Ghost is there.
Amen.
Amen. That's made the difference. The Spirit of God was there. So Samson could do all these great, great work. Mysteries. Could do all this work for God. But the moment the Holy Spirit was cut off, Samson remained what? Just like any ordinary man. Mm.
Amen.
So it is. A church, when you put the leadership of the Holy Spirit aside, oh yes, then the church becomes nothing but what? The world with the name of God attached. That's what the prophet is saying.
Amen.
Said, when you put away the leadership of the Holy Spirit, the church puts away the Holy Spirit aside, the Spirit of God aside. It becomes what? A church. With a church which is like the world. With what? The name of Jesus attached to it. So what made the difference of a church is what? The Spirit of God. That makes it a difference. He said, the world and the church are all of the same lump. See? Just like Jacob and Esau were of the same parents. But the Spirit of God makes the difference.
Hallelujah. Amen.
He said, it doesn't matter if you call yourself a Christian. He said, anyone can do that. The point is whether or not you have the Spirit of God in you.
Amen.
For without the Spirit, you are a reprobate. You see?
Yes.
An immoral person. You are none of his. You don't want the Holy Spirit to lead them, so they what? They receive what? The evil spirit. If you don't want the Holy Spirit to lead you, then you receive what? You get what? The evil spirit to lead you. Amen.
Amen.
So in our second reading, it said, even the spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come of the flesh is not of God. It said, this is the spirit of the Antichrist, whereof he have heard that he should come, and even now already is in the world. It said, the Antichrist spirit, all about Antichrist spirit is that it's against the word of God. Antichrist spirit is against the word of God.
Amen.
And the thing that brings it is turning from what? Turning from God.
Amen.
Turning from the word of God. That brings in what? Because if you don't want the Holy Spirit, then you have to get what? It's two things. You have to get what? The evil spirit. And so I said, this Antichrist will only come when you turn away from the Spirit of God. When you turn away from God, then comes in the Antichrist spirit. That's how it said. It said, just as Eve turned away from the word. Amen. It said, you are of God, little children, and have overcome them, the Antichrist spirit, because greater is he, that's God's spirit, that's in you, which is greater than he that is in the world. He said, now, how? Because God promised in this our last day, amen, that he will restore again. He will bring what? Faith of the children back to the fathers.
Amen.
Amen. That is why now, if we, the little children of God, the children of God, that is why the scripture is saying that we have what? We have overcome this Antichrist spirit.
Amen.
Because there has been a restoration in
Amen.
Our time.
Amen.
He said, now, there has been what? He has brought the faith of the children back to the fathers.
Amen.
That has made us what? Conquerors. That has made us defeat the Antichrist spirit.
Amen.
Now, he says Samuel was Samuel in our message represents the Holy Spirit. Now let's look at it here. Now, Samuel in our message represents what? The Holy Spirit. Now, Samuel was the mouthpiece of God. And today, the Holy Spirit is the mouthpiece of God. And today, instead of having all our different, the prophet said, fandangles. Fandangles. Different fandangles. Amen. Our different probably thoughts and different ideas. Amen. In the church, God wants us to let Him rule. Amen. Now He's talking about the church now. God wants us to allow Him to rule.
Amen.
Not popes or bishops or general overseers or doctrines or denominations. Amen. Oh, just right now, I was talking to a brother in Ghana, and it looks as if people are going back. In the message, people are going back under the denomination again, looking at a man for leadership. Praise the Lord. And I really blasted him. I talked to him sternly. I said, the things that we have come out from, you people are in Ghana, you are still what? You are still running under what? A man's leadership? Because all that I know is that every church is autonomous. Now you gather yourself and you put one man to be overseer over all of those churches in an area. All this, what is going on over there? Praise the Lord. I talked to him still and said, brother, the thing that we've come out from, you people are running back to it again. Watch it in this message. Amen. God wants us to allow Him to rule in the church. Not popes, bishops, general overseers, doctrines, and denominations.
Amen.
Amen. He sent the Holy Spirit to rule in the church. Let's allow it. Amen.
Amen.
Let's allow the Holy Spirit to what? To lead the church. Praise God.
Amen.
And allowing the Holy Spirit to lead the church is what? It's to stay by what? The word. Amen. Amen. Stay by the message, the way as it is. And praise be to God here. Oh, we give glory to God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
We have our pastor. Straight to the message, he brings what? The
Amen.
Word to the church.
Amen.
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 But now let's look at some things that needed also in the church. Praise God. He said what? The Holy Spirit wants us to have no fences. No boundary lines.
Mm-hmm.
Church, let's take notice of that.
Amen.
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 The Holy Spirit doesn't want no fences, no boundary lines. Amen.
Amen.
You understand it? Praise God.
Amen.
Let us not begin to form cliques, 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 cliques. No, sir. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
No fences, no boundaries.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. If anyone is here that cannot freely move with a brother or a sister, then something is wrong. You are creating fences and boundaries. The prophet is saying the Holy Spirit is not looking for that in the church. He wants us to be one in Him. The Holy Spirit wants us to be what? One in Him.
Amen.
We are children and brothers.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You are my sister. You are my brother.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Everyone, we are all children of the living God.
Amen.
And we are all brothers in what? In the same spirit.
Amen.
No offenses. See? God himself, he doesn't separate his children.
Amen.
And then he will say, okay, I will give this one corn and bread. I will give Brawemo corn and bread and beans. And I will give Bra George ice cream and pie.
Amen. Thank you, brother.
Amen.
You favored me.
God doesn't separate these things. Ice cream and pie, bread and beans. No, sir.
Amen.
God doesn't separate his children.
Amen.
And give this to one and give this to another here. No, sir. He said what? He doesn't do that.
Amen.
Amen.
Let this one starve to death. And other thing, no, sir. But he does what? He said, he feeds them all at the same table.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
He feeds all of us. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
On the same table. That's why we've got to what? Tarry for one another.
Hallelujah.
Pray for one another. Carry our brother's burden upon ourselves. Oh, just put ourselves in everyone's shoes. Amen.
Amen.
Let's watch that we don't judge. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Said between Israel and the rest of the nations, it was what? God. The difference was what? God. Put God to one side, Israel was like any other nation. When Samson cut off his hair, he was like what? Any other man. Put the leadership of the Holy Ghost aside, and the church is nothing but what? The world with what? The name of Christ attached to it.
Amen.
He said the world and the church comes from the same lump. But the difference is that the Spirit of God makes the difference. Amen.
Amen.
Moses versus Jannes and Jambres.
Why?
Amen. The showdown in Pharaoh's palace.
Amen.
What made the difference?
Amen.
The Spirit of God.
Amen.
In Moses.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Because when he put the rod down, those Jannes and Jambres also came. They did the same.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
But what made the difference?
Hallelujah.
The Spirit of God in Moses.
Amen.
Carried the power that his own serpent swallowed the other people's serpent. And they were powerless. Amen.
Amen.
That's the difference. Amen. David versus Goliath. The showdown in the Valley of Elah. What made the difference? Praise God. David himself said what? You come to me with what? Your sword and
Amen.
Your shield and all that you have.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
But I come in the name of the Lord of hosts.
Amen.
That made a difference.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
That made a difference. The Spirit of God makes the difference. Let's look at what? Elijah versus the 400 Baal prophets. What made a difference? He said, call unto your God, I call unto my God. Who can bring fire from heaven? And we know the story already. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
What made a difference? It's because Elijah. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Because of the Spirit of God in Elijah made a difference. Fire came down.
Amen.
And then we can look at what? Jesus versus Satan. In the showdown, in the wilderness. Amen. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus versus Satan. 10, if thou be the Son of God, 10 these stones unto bread. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And then he applied what? The word.
Amen.
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 Man shall not live by bread alone, but
Amen.
By every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God.
Amen.
And anytime Satan brings in, he said, it is written, the word that made a difference.
Amen.
And Satan was defeated. All these showdowns, the Spirit of God was the difference. Showed the difference. And so now, you and me versus the world. Amen. Now, you and me versus the world. What difference are we portraying?
Amen.
What difference? Now watch. Examine yourself. What difference have you been able to create against the world?
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
It's another showdown now. We are also going through a showdown with the world. So what difference are we portraying to show that we have the Spirit of God in us? This, my brother, my sister, you have to examine yourself tonight. Amen.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you can say that because I believe this message. Huh? It's because I believe the word that makes the difference. Are you sure? Huh? Is that the answer? Amen. God bless you. Because Satan also believes and trembles.
Amen.
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 You remember in the gatherings, that legion that was living amongst all the tombs, when he saw Jesus Christ coming, now listen, he said, when he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell down before him and with a loud voice and said, what have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High? I beseech thee, torment me not. Amen.
Amen.
Satan also believes calling Jesus. Look at what the titles he gave to him. Jesus, the Son of God, the Most High. Oh,
amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Satan also believes. So it's not a question that I believe this message. So what is the difference? My brother, what is the difference? Praise God.
Amen.
We cannot say that because we believe the word, we believe the message. That's what we now we see what Satan also believes and troubles. So what the difference? The difference is God.
Amen.
In you.
Amen.
Bearing the fruits of the Spirit.
Amen.
The express life of the word.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. That is the difference. The Spirit of God in you bearing what? The fruits of the Spirit. Expressing the word in life.
Amen.
Yes, sir. That's the difference. Amen.
Amen.
Said, by their fruits.
Amen.
You what? Know them.
Amen.
So, my brother, my sister, if the Spirit of God is in you, that difference is always seen. Amen. It's always seen. The fruits that you bear. It's always sin. Amen. And that makes the difference. That's what when Satan sees, oh my, he takes flight. Because the fruit that you are bearing always is a challenge. It throws him off.
Amen.
Just like when he saw Jesus, he fell down upon his face. Amen. When Satan meets you, the difference is that he has to fall down.
Amen.
He cannot stand because he knows that he that is in you is greater than he himself.
Amen.
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 That has made us to what? To be overcomers of the Antichrist spirit. Mm. Because our fruits alone, amen, that we are bearing when we meet Satan, Satan has to what? Has to fall. Mm. Amen. When sickness comes, he knows that he cannot stay. He has to go.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. That's the difference, my brother. Yes, we believe the message. We believe the word of God. But the difference of the Spirit of God in you is what? The fruits that we bear. So what fruits are we bearing, my brother, my sister? This is what tonight we've got to look to and begin to examine ourselves. Said, by our fruits, we glorify Him. What fruits are we bearing, my brother, my sister?
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
This is the challenge that we have. Because here in John, 1 John 4, that verse 4 said, you are God. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them. The prophet said the Antichrist spirit. Because greater is he as God's spirit that is in you than he that is in the world. Amen. Greater is it. The difference, the Spirit of God makes the difference. And that difference is what? Is the fruits that we bear. By our fruits, you know. And just as Jesus Christ, when that Spirit, the legion, saw him, fell upon his face. My brother, that's what? When the fruits, we are carrying the fruits of the living God, the Spirit of God in us, you don't know how much the enemy, Satan, falls left and right when you are coming.
Amen.
Amen. You don't see it. But they fall at one everywhere. They just have to take flight.
Amen.
Because they see what is in you is greater. Amen.
Amen.
So the Spirit of God makes the difference.
Amen.
My brother, my sister, let us, Lord, watch also the way how we judge one another.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Let's see, let's watch it closely. Because God has his own appointed time for everyone. Amen.
Amen.
Don't look at your brother, look at your sister, and begin to what? Pass judgment about his family or her family or whatever be it. Just pray.
Amen.
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 Because when you do that, you are what? You are putting yourself into another world. He said, judge not, so that you will not be judged.
Amen.
That's what the scripture says.
Mm.
Brethren, tonight, the showdown is still on.
Mm.
Amen.
Mm.
Every day, our going out and coming in, the showdown is on. We are still on the what? On the battlefront. But meanwhile, it is him that leads the way. It is him that should be the what? The one who leads in all our battles. As we just read, someone was telling them, oh, God has been what? Been the one that has led you in all your battles. He has settled all your problems. He has sustained you in everything. And so, stay with your God. Until we make him what? Always our leader.
Mm.
Brethren, any time we leave a house, oh, the Lord,
amen,
take the lead and let me follow.
Amen.
Amen.
Let us not run ahead of him.
Amen.
My brother, my sister, if you wake up in the morning, before you go out, you don't pray, you are going ahead of God.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
Before you get out, make sure you have what? Committed yourself to him and ask him, Lord, now I'm going out. Now take the lead. Never go ahead of him.
Amen.
Stay behind. Let him lead the way.
Amen.
Praise God. The Spirit of God will always make a difference. As long as you have allowed him to be your leader, that will not be like what? Israel looking what? Around, because all around us is what Satan has planned. tithes of what? The children of Israel. Till they also demanded that we want a king to lead us. And I believe that we have a different eye. Amen.
Amen.
And then that is what? We must always give glory to God for this mercy that we are in.
Yes, sir.
Because I can look back and know what my eyes were looking
Amen.
Some time ago.
Mm.
And those things are even more today. But I, you see, God has blinded a true believer to all the things that are what? Going around.
Amen.
Amen. So let us, he said, the way how we talk, the way how we act, the way how we do our things, all must be what? In line with what?
Yeah.
With our Lord.
Amen.
What he demands from us. Tonight, let the musicians come. We thank the Lord that he has given us the Spirit of God, which makes what? The difference. We have not received the Spirit of this world, but we have received the Spirit which is of God.
Amen.
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 And we, through that, give glory to him. Listen again. Israel, between Israel and the rest of the nation, the difference was God in their midst.
Amen.
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 That was the difference. When you look at what? When Elisha, oh, knowing every secret of the people of the Syrian king, that was the difference, because there was a prophet in the camp of Israel. Amen. Tonight, the challenge is still on. We move forward, we go. The Spirit of God always makes a difference wherever we go. Amen.
Amen.
The sun is shining from the world. our life to be a difference, to prove that there is a living God. God, that makes a difference. So Lord, we are seeking, Lord, your face tonight, that your spirit will not depart, Lord, from us. We open our hearts, we surrender everything, Lord Jesus. We give ourselves to thee, that you fill us with your love and power. Yes, Lord Jesus. Your spirit. We want our church, Lord. The church of the living God. To portray and show a difference, Lord. That in our midst, cut off all the boundaries, Lord. No fences, no boundaries. Oh, tell the Lord, we want your spirit, Lord, to come. Have a rest, Lord, in our midst, in this church, Lord, that we can Jesus, Lord. Make a difference.
Thank you.
surrender all to you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Because everywhere, Lord, we go, we want to make a difference, Lord.
Amen.
In our community, in our homes, in our working places, in our colleges, whilst on the streets, wherever, Lord, we want to make that difference.
Amen.
Prove that, Lord, there is a living God. Lord Jesus, it has to take your spirit, Lord.
Amen.
That will make that difference. So, Father, even as we have sung this song, I surrender, Lord. We want to surrender everything, Lord, to you tonight, God. Our hearts, our thoughts, our minds, our desires, everything, Lord Jesus, we lay before you as our sacrifice, Lord Jesus, that your spirit, Lord, will overshadow us. Your spirit will overshadow us, Lord. The Father, it will bring, Lord, the express word in our lives. That our desires, all the Lord, we were looking for, God, it will not be like Lord Jesus. We are running ahead of you. But that, Lord Jesus, we see you as our King, our Father King, our leader. In everything that, Lord, we handle in your house, oh Lord Jesus, we want to see the leadership of the Holy Spirit of God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God, for your spirit, Lord. As it continues to lead us, O God, in this house. Father, we thank you that the Holy Spirit, which always makes the difference, Lord. Oh, Lord, in this our house, oh God, we thank you that we see ourselves, Lord, as your children, oh God. And we see amongst ourselves as brothers and sisters, Lord. Father, we see the leadership of the Holy Spirit in this church. And Father, we say thank you, oh God. That's why, Lord, even for our children, Lord, we want to see them also make that same difference, Lord. Even among their peers, Lord, that they will always make the difference, Lord, to prove that, oh God, there is a living God. Father, we thank you for tonight, for all that you have given to us, Lord, by way of, Lord, bringing us to this remembrance that, Lord, it has to take your spirit. And Father, we seek you, God, to lead in every situation, Lord, every aspect in this house, Lord. We give it freely, Lord. We open everything, Lord Jesus. Our hearts, our thoughts, our minds, and everything, Father, we openly give, O God. Lord, you lead us, Lord. You be our leader. Thank you in the blessed name for Lord Jesus Christ, O God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's make the difference. Wherever we go, and let's remember our children that they always make the difference also amongst their peers. We thank God. The Lord has blessed us tremendously in this house. Amen. We must give appreciation to him.
Amen.
He has truly blessed us. Amen. Let's continue in that spirit. Praise God.
Amen. Amen. Moving out of the way.